Keep on loving one another as brothers.
Remember those who are in prison as if you were their fellow prisoners. And remember those who are mistreated and tortured as though you were suffering with them.
Remember servants like Moses, who by faith, when he had grown, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. And what more shall I say?
I do not have time to tell you about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies.
Women received back their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection.
Some faced jeers and flogging, while others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground.
These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had a better plan. He had planned something better for us so that only together with us would they be made complete. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin which so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us.
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men that you might not grow weary and lose heart. Whoops. I'm going to share with you a little bit about how the persecuted church ministry at Crosspoint got started. It actually started with a question. It was January 2015, and we were in a meeting with Ed to get to know one another. His question to us was, what's your passion? What stirs your heart? And without pause, Mac and I both said, it's helping the persecuted church. And much to our surprise, and we are so grateful, Ed said, run with it. And for the first time, actually, we had been given the freedom to act upon our passions. And so a group was formed. With a lot of prayer and a lot of guidance, we formed a group complete with our own mission statement and a guide on how we would run our prayer meetings. And they are prayer meetings. We focus primarily on prayer because that's what the persecuted church always asks for, prayer and Bibles. You might think they'd ask to be set free, to be released, to be rescued, but it's not that. They want to stay, but they need our prayers to stand. In the beginning, we agreed to each contribute $10 to the kitty in order to have something to send out. And we consider these to be our loaves and fishes, small beginnings, but through Crosspoint support, the Lord has blessed, and as of today, we've given almost $250,000 to the persecuted church for relief for our brothers. We've also given 30,000 Bibles to our brothers and sisters. Praise God. Thank you so much for that. We gave 30,000, but it is believed and estimated that for every Bible received, at least 15,000 other people will be impacted because they don't put their Bibles on the back of their toilets or on a shelf. They gather people to themselves. And so I can't do the math. That would be your place. But Lois Ann is going to now share with you the specifics of the ministries that we contribute to. And thank you so much, Crosspoint. We really, really appreciate all your support.
Week by week, we see God working through organizations that exist to aid the persecuted throughout the world. These persecuted Christians are not just our brothers and sisters in Christ. They are our fellow workers in the kingdom. And we have much to learn from them. The first organization is Christian Freedom International. And since 1998, Christian Freedom International has come to the aid of Christians who are persecuted for their faith by providing food, clean water, clothing, medicine, and Bibles in countries where persecution is the most intense. When is the last time any of us were concerned about access to clean water, food, clothing, Bibles, medicine? We take these things for granted, but our brothers and sisters do not. As you saw in the slides, they are denied access because they're Christians. Crosspoint supports Christian Freedom International by sending money for balloon drops, which take Bibles into North Korea, and also to support Victory Bible Academy in Thailand. This Bible Academy is on the border of Thailand and war-torn Myanmar. In the Academy's first year, COVID struck, and also a violent coup broke out, which targeted Christians and other religious minorities. The Academy students are young Christian men and women, many of them are teenagers, who have escaped from the Burmese jungles and the refugee camps, and they train there in Bible, medicine, language, and business. Today, the violence against Christians in Myanmar continues to intensify. International Christian Concern is the second one, and it exists to, quote, bandage the wounds of the persecuted Christians and to build the church in the most challenging parts of the world. And that is exactly what they do. Crosspoint supports International Christian Concern by sending money for the Bibles and Bikes program in India. In the last 3 years, Christian persecution in India has doubled. Radical Hindus believe that only Hinduism should exist in India, and they're trying to rid India of all Christianity. For $200, ICC can provide a local pastor with a brand new bicycle and 100 New Testaments. Far-reaching Ministries is the third organization we'll mention this morning, and it is unusual in its approach to rescuing and providing for the persecuted church. Far-reaching Ministries began in South Sudan by bringing the hope of the gospel to people suffering from decades of violence, injustice, terror, and poverty under the government of the Sudan and terrorist groups. Christians have been and are today tortured, mutilated, murdered, raped, kidnapped, disfigured by these groups. Far-reaching Ministries has trained over 400 chaplains to serve alongside the soldiers in the Sudan People's Liberation Army. These chaplains are taught verse by verse through the Bible. Upon graduation, they are deployed to frontline battle to serve as clergy, to evangelize, disciple Christian soldiers, teach Bible studies, and at times they are called upon to fight alongside the soldiers. But this is not Far-Reaching Ministries' only outreach. Many rescue missions have to remain secretive until, at least until after they're completed. Under its ghost operations, far-reaching ministries utilizes retired U.S. Special Forces, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers to rescue Christians from places like Afghanistan and the Ukraine. This next part is very difficult for me to say, and it's going to be difficult for you to hear. The body of Christ, that is why we are here this morning, to try to understand a little bit of what life is like for our brothers and sisters in Christ throughout the world. We cannot really understand the severe poverty that many face every day. Far-reaching ministries rescues and provides care for boys and girls as young as 3 and 4 years old who are being sold by their parents to the drug cartels in Latin America. These children are then used in the sex trade and for organ trafficking. We at Crosspoint are now supporting two of these little girls who have been rescued after being brutally abused. Their names are Anna Maria and Julieta. Please pray for their physical, emotional, and spiritual healing. They are now in a children's home in Latin America, which provides safe haven from that cartel. There, a team of dedicated and trained staff seeks to bring physical and soul healing through education, counseling, physical therapy, and above all, spiritual care from the gospel of Jesus Christ. Crosspoint is now supporting chaplains in the Sudan, the rescue of Christians from Afghanistan and Ukraine, and the rescue and care of extremely at-risk children in Latin America through our giving to far-reaching ministries. Thank you for your support and your prayers. We invite you to join us on the first and third Mondays of each month to learn about and learn from and pray for the persecuted.
If you look on the left side of your bulletin, you'll see, take a second, open it up. You'll see a list of bullet points of 10 things that you can join with us in praying for concerning the persecuted church. They're kind of general things, but that's good because that covers a lot of ground. And these three ministries are also listed there. You can check them out on the web. And in the foyer, there is also literature from each one of these ministries. Please pick up a copy, take it home, read it, and just join us in praying for the persecuted church. Thank you.